If you spend time in traffic, you might agree with the statement that if anyone could use a few more smarts, it's drivers. Not you, of course, the other guy. The truth of the matter is, cars are getting smarter, not only to help drivers be more safe, but also more connected to the data and services that bring helpful information and assistance right into the vehicle when you need it most. Here to bring us more on how Motorola is making life on the road a little smoother is John Hansen, Motorola's Director of Marketing for Driver Information Systems. John, what do we mean by Driver Information Systems, or DIS?
Driver Information Systems is about the hardware and software in the vehicle that enables the car to be turned from an isolation booth to part of your connected world. The three levels of Driver Information Systems are the base level of the safe car, the mid-level of the work car, which increases your productivity, and the high level of the multimedia car, or as we call it, the fun car.
So, John, what can driver information systems do for me as a driver?
It depends upon what level you want driver information systems to serve you. At a very basic level, it can make it safer for you in that car. It can provide information when you have an accident. It can bring the ambulance directly to you by sending a message out to the 911 and giving your GPS location. It can make you more productive in your car. It can give you email and internet access, and give you hands-free telephony. Driver information systems can bring in multimedia, can bring in digital TV, video and games. It can make your car a more fun place.
John, do we really want a fun car?
It depends upon what you want as an individual. If you think about your home, you have a computer. Is that computer being used purely to connect to the internet or purely to balance your books? Or is there an occasional game on it? Depends upon what person you are and what your family needs are. Obviously, you don't want to watch a movie if you're the only person in the car. But if what you do with the car is to transport the kids around, I think being able to show a video game in the back or to show a movie, you'll find that brings a little bit more peace of mind, if not peace in the car.
John, please pardon the pun, but how is it that Motorola's in the driver's seat on making DIS a reality?
Think about connectivity. Driver Information Systems is all about connectivity. Motorola is a leader in connecting you to the rest of the world, especially a leader in doing it wirelessly. And obviously with a car, you can't have a line going out of the car. You'll get wrapped around the axle. If you also think about where this is going into, it's going into the automobile. Motorola is the leader in providing electronics into the automobile. There is a huge reliability issue and production issue of being able to maintain production over the life cycles of the automobile platforms. When you combine those with the full spectrum of what Motorola can provide you, content and services, a platform like the iRadio that is ready to plug into the car, a flexible architecture like Mobile GT that lets you build the most base system and expand it up to the most extensive multimedia system, and just the base components of what it takes to build driver information systems, it's clear that these are things that Motorola is very, very good at.
Well, thank you, John. It sounds like there'll be conveniences to the driver of the automobile that until recently we couldn't even have imagined. This is Joel Block for Motorola.
This audio webcast is copyright 2001, Motorola, at Motorola.com. All rights reserved.